Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to focus on the end of this war. It could go on, no one knows how long, but it must end at some point. And how will it end? Where will it end? Will the sacrifices, the profound sacrifices of the Iranian people and of people around the world who will, including you, including me, including everybody, be paying for some of the economic impact of these sanctions? Is all of that worth it, or should there be some kind of effort for some kind of mediated or negotiated ceasefire settlement? Is that even possible at this point? Dr. Richard Haass is a veteran diplomat. He's a prominent voice on American foreign policy, has been for a generation. And he's an established leader of nonprofit institutions. He's in his 19th year as president of the Council on Foreign Relations. And we've had Dr. Haass on our show before, I'm honored to say. And in the midst of a very dramatic breakdown in world affairs, it is an honor and a privilege to be able to get your wisdom on it, Dr. Haass. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you both for having me and for that overly generous welcome.
Okay. The question is, right now, Tom Friedman, who's also a veteran observer of foreign policy, double Pulitzer Prize winner, has a very provocative column in the New York Times where he talks about three possible conclusions to the war in Ukraine. And only one of them sees a miraculous, unlikely victory for the forces of decency and sanity and independence led by Volodymyr Zelensky. Do you see any possibility that Ukraine could survive this war as an independent nation?
Possibility, yes, but to be blunt, I think it's a long shot that it will survive not just as a technically independent country, but as in reality, a fully independent country. The long shot would be that Mr. Putin changes his mind, not because he sees the light, but either because people around him get unnerved by the costs of the war, particularly the sanctions, and pressure him to do something, to act, to compromise, or there's massive public protest and people around Mr. Putin come to the conclusion that these protests begin to threaten the stability of the entire system. And again, they would decide to pressure Mr. Putin or conceivably even remove him. So that is the only way I can see things coming to a near-term happy ending. I suppose there are longer-term ways in which Russia could be jettisoned, but that would only come after years of struggle in which the human costs and the economic costs of a prolonged resistance would be enormous to everyone involved.
Do you know, and I'm sure you do, because I have not heard this, Alexei Navalny, the leading Russian critic of Putin and someone who was at one point running for president, he's in prison now. Has he been able to make any comments on the war? Do you know?
Yes, he's gotten that word that he's against it. So he has very much sided with the thousands of people who have now similarly been arrested, the people who have been out on the streets signing letters. I mean, there's been extraordinary bravery here, both not just in Ukraine, but in terms of Russian civil society. What we don't know yet is how strong this civil society pushback is. But I think there's a lot of people who are worried not just about the economic effects of the war, not just about the toll on these Russian soldiers, but a future of being a pariah country. I think for young, talented, educated Russians, Mr. Putin has now almost ensured a bleak future, short of a fundamental change to the policy.
Yeah, and again, it only seems to be mounting. A lot of people who are critics of world affairs believe that the big corporations, the leading companies, Exxon and Toyota and more, that they dominate everything and they run the world. Well, those companies, one after another, has actually risked losing money, right, by supporting some of these sanctions and speaking out against Putin's war.
No, you're right. There's been so many surprises in the last couple of days. One is what you just alluded to, which is some of these companies, British Petroleum, Shell, I gather, Exxon, Apple, and others, taking major losses in order to distance themselves. It's impressive, the degree of corporate social responsibility we are seeing there. I'm also just as surprised by the turnarounds of some governments, what the German government has signed up to in the last week or 10 days. If we had had this conversation 2 weeks ago, I'll be honest with you, I would not have predicted anything like what has happened in the way that the Europeans, and in particular the Germans, have stepped up on defense spending, on sanctions, on sending armaments to Ukraine, and so forth. So Mr. Putin has changed the world in certain ways, and not all for the bad. I mean, again, it's coming at a great cost, in particular to the people of Ukraine. But he has stimulated or triggered some reactions, which, quite honestly, are welcome.
Right. I mean, the German thing, I watched avidly some of that speech that Olaf Scholz, the new chancellor of Germany, gave to the Bundestag.
Mm-hmm.
To the German parliament, and it was incredibly moving because this was a country that had been about as much on the wrong side of history as you could ever imagine, and now determined to be on the right side of history. Speaking of which, one of the things that Tom Friedman alludes to is the possibility of some kind of, he says, embarrassing deal or life-saving deal, but some kind of deal where Ukraine agreed that Russia could take control of Lugansk and of Donetsk, and then it would agree to withdraw and a ceasefire as long as Ukraine promised never, ever, ever, ever to think of joining NATO. Is that even vaguely possible, that kind of deal?
My own view is that would be too much for Ukraine and not enough for Russia. So I don't think so. I mean, again, who knows how calculations will change as the cost of the war grow over time. But I don't think either side would be prepared to sign on to anything like that. I think Mr. Putin now wants much more of a return on his investment, so to speak. I think his ambitions have grown. Even though he's frustrated by what has happened, and I don't see the Ukrainians agreeing to that kind of a deal. So my concern is, rather than some sort of a deal emerging out of the current situation, I'm more worried that the hostilities will continue and escalate, and we'll see continued attacks on civilian centers in Ukraine, rather reckless use of munitions against civilian targets. And what I don't yet know is at what point Mr. Putin might decide that he has enough, whether he feels the need to take control over the entire country, half the country, and then maybe from that point he might be suddenly interested in diplomacy. And the question also at that point is what does the Ukrainian political leadership look like? What is their ability as well as will to continue with the war of resistance? So my sense is this has some ways to play out.
Richard Haas, can you stay with us for a few more moments?
Sure, happy to.
If you can, we will be right back with the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard Haas. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now, 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the reasons it's such a privilege and honor to speak to Dr. Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, about what is going on right now in Ukraine, is that he's not afraid to admit when he miscalculates, as he acknowledges he wouldn't have thought that there would be this level of resistance or the level of irresponsibility by Vladimir Putin. I was extremely taken, Dr. Haass, by reports in the Washington Post that British and American intelligence officers have been busy doing what intelligence officers are supposed to do at a time of danger to the country, is taking a look at who is perpetrating that danger, and in this case, Vladimir Putin, and trying to do some kind of psychiatric profile. And the Post says that in Putin, analysts see a leader on edge, fueled by paranoia after underestimating the unified resolve of the West and lashing out when he feels cornered. These concerns have led some policymakers to repeatedly note that NATO will not intervene in the war lest there be any doubt in Putin's mind. Do you think that view, they were doing interviews of people who were suffered and lost in Ukraine and who are on their way as refugees from the country, and they spoke to one woman. What would you say if you could say something to Vladimir Putin? And she said, he's insane. I'm not sure that would work very well with President Putin. Is there reason to be concerned about his personal stability?
The short answer is yes. His public statements, or those rambling monologues, or I guess a generous word would be, Michael, disconcerting. His demeanor seems off a little bit. His physical appearance seems bloated. I'm not that kind of a doctor, but the doctors I've spoken to have used words like steroids, but he does seem erratic. And what makes it so frightening is however off or erratic or whatever word you want to use, however severe it might be, he is relatively unconstrained. There are relatively few, to put it generously, checks and balances in the Russian system. He's dismantled much of the Russian bureaucracy. This is very much a personal government. So the other day he put nuclear weapons on a higher level of alert. And no one was in a position, it seems, to stop him. He launched this war pretty much on his own. He wasn't responding to a provocation, responding to a groundswell of popular demand. He simply did this. So it's very hard to predict what he'll do next. Even more, it's very hard to predict what the limits might be. What won't he do? And I find that frightening.
Well, of course, it's terrifying. I mean, what if this guy, because apparently the weapons that I understand policy planners are most worried about are tactical nuclear weapons. It's not taking out a whole city, but just basically inflicting vastly more destruction than we've seen so far. That is a real possibility. Is there any point at which the responsible nations of the world, the sane nations of the world, simply say stop and actually do intervene, despite President Biden's repeated assurances that we will not?
Well, I think he's highly unlikely to use nuclear weapons. I'm much more worried about other forms of escalation, the kind of conventional things he's doing now in the use of conventional munitions in a terror mode against civilians. I'm worried about what he could do with cyber. I'm worried about what he could do with chemical weapons. So I'm worried about a lot of things more than I'm worried about his likely use of nuclear weapons. The best thing we can do is try to deter it by making clear what would be the repercussions for him and for his country. And what I think we have to try to do is signal to people around him that this would simply put Russia in a place of where the world would not settle for anything less than regime change. I don't know if you remember, but in 1991, when President Bush the father was in the White House and we had the confrontation with Iraq over Kuwait, President Bush wrote a letter to Saddam Hussein and essentially said, if you use weapons of mass destruction of any sort, our war aims will fundamentally change. And he did not, and our war aims remain limited. And I think we ought to have a similar message with Mr. Putin. The danger, of course, though, is Russia has one of the world's two great nuclear arsenals. And we don't want to get in a situation that we mostly avoided during the Cold War, which is where the two countries come to the precipice of nuclear exchange. So my thinking on this, my advice on this would be, how do we avoid getting to that brink that we're at once in history in October 1962? My goal is, if at all possible, would be to avoid a return to the brink.
And no return to the brink. I think that is a consummation devoutly to be wished. I'm really just trying to take all this in, because if you were to give President Biden and Secretary of State Blinken, who seems to be really in charge of Biden foreign policy, if you were to give them two pieces of primary advice for the extremely dangerous days and weeks ahead, what would those two pieces of advice be, Richard Haass?
Before I proffer advice, I'd actually give them a compliment. I think they've done a good job up to now in managing this crisis. And I say this as someone who was extremely critical of how they managed or mismanaged the Afghanistan situation. But here I think they've done well, first in trying to deter the war and how they've responded to it. At this point, I would focus on continuing to strengthen where we can the Ukraine's ability to resist the Russians, and continue to strengthen the sanctions where we can on Russia. And I would look for ways to strengthen pushback within Russia, both from elites and from people on the streets, because at the end of the day, that might be our best chance. Forces close to power there decide that Mr. Putin is taking the country over the cliff and they need to stop him. And that, to me, it's the long shot we discussed at the beginning of our conversation, whether one can do anything to stimulate internal pressure on Mr. Putin. If that doesn't work, then I think we're into a long haul in terms of simply raising the cost to Russia, both to weaken them and as a signal to them, but also through a signal to others around the world that this kind of aggression is not going to be tolerated or is not going to be cost-free.
Richard Haass, Council of Foreign Relations, greatly appreciate your conversation and wisdom and guidance on this. His most recent column in Boston Globe is How the World Can Influence Putin's Fateful Choices in Ukraine. And before that, a column in the New York Times, The West Must Show Putin How Wrong He Is to Choose War. Another choice, a plot exposed moments ago to murder Volodymyr Zelensky, the hero of Ukraine. We'll talk about that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the war continuing in Ukraine and the Russians' convoy getting close to Kyiv, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken still believes the Russians do not intend to use nuclear weapons.
Russia and the United States have long agreed that the actual use of nuclear weapons would be devastating and have devastating consequences for the entire world. And as we've stated many times, including earlier this year, following the meeting between President Biden and President Putin in Geneva, Both of our countries have stated that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought.
The White House outlined a new strategy for the next phase of handling the pandemic, a roadmap for living with COVID. The National COVID-19 Preparedness Plan includes a test-to-treat approach, which involves allowing pharmacists to issue prescriptions on the spot for people who test positive. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And a new story just breaking out of Ukraine. Ukraine, which still very much has a functioning government despite the brutal and nightmarish attacks on civilians. They actually, in Kharkiv, they have apparently destroyed a university with cluster bombs. But this goes on. Ukraine just announced that they had foiled a plot to assassinate President Volodymyr Zelensky. And it was foiled by Russian spies. Now, why would Russian spies do that? Ukraine said it defeated Chechen forces. These are Chechen mercenaries who were sent to kill President Zelensky. A Ukrainian defense official said double agents in Russia's security agency gave intel on the plot. The insider could not confirm the news, but Zelensky is widely considered a key target of Russia's. And this is one of those things that, again, especially with people now focusing on Putin's potential madness, and you'll notice that we had spoken yesterday about reports that he may be abusing steroids, which can cause all kinds of irrational behavior. And we've all seen, said an official who is part of this intelligence evaluation of Putin's mental health. And by the way, it's illustrated in the by the Associated Press with a photograph of President Putin, where you just look at the face and it looks like the guy is definitely unwell. They say an insider apparently involved in this investigation evaluation says, "We've all seen the images of Putin and the physical distance between him and those around him." There's remarking photos of Putin sitting several feet. It's more than several feet. It's 10, 20 feet from his advisors at a long table. In some ways, that could be a metaphor of what's taking place. What they say is taking place, and is genuinely terrifying, is the idea that he's not listening to his advisors, and he's cut down his number of advisors. And we need to manage the escalatory risk, said one European official. Putin is not doing well. He's shouting at staff. His war is behind schedule, way behind schedule. This is a dangerous time for Putin. If the Russians hear that Western leaders are thinking of a no-fly zone, his mind goes back to Libya in 2011, where NATO intervenes, and months later, Gaddafi is pulled out of a hole and killed. How would it end with Vladimir Putin? It would end, and again, this is what Richard Haass was just talking about. It would end with the possibility of massive demonstrations in the street, the same way that the Ukrainian Orange Revolution occurred in 2014 at the Maidan, which is the big plaza, the big square in the center of Kyiv, which I'm sure they will bomb at some point, but where there were enough people, and if there were enough people in Moscow, in St. Petersburg, to just come out and flood the zone. And it's so important now for people in every field of endeavor to talk to any colleagues in Russia, because right now Russian resistance may matter as much as Ukrainian resistance. The weeping Russians, these are POWs, and they're prisoners of war taken by Ukraine. There are hundreds of them, maybe thousands. And the reports are, and they've allowed them to be open to getting interviewed. And this is a weeping Russian POW trying to talk to his family back home. And there are many Russian military conscripts who say that they were lied to about their mission in Ukraine. Listen. And basically what they are saying in all of this is that they were told that they would be welcomed as liberators by Ukrainians. And of course, what is very obvious now is there are many Russian speakers and ethnically Russian people in Ukraine who've lived there for years who are trying to defend their country. Because if you look at the isolation in the world, what does it mean to anyone to live under the regime of Vladimir Putin? I've spoken about the different alternatives for ending this conflict. What Thomas Friedman writes is that every day that Putin refuses to stop, we get closer to the gates of hell. With each TikTok video and cell phone shot showing Putin's brutality, it will be harder and harder for the world to look away. But to intervene risks igniting the first war in the heart of Europe involving nuclear weapons. And to let Putin reduce Kyiv to rubble with thousands of dead, the way he conquered Aleppo, because he was behind that attack in Syria, Grozny, which was the capital of Chechnya, which he also subdued with maximum brutality. That would allow him to create a European Afghanistan, spilling out refugees and chaos. Putin doesn't have the ability to install a puppet leader in Ukraine and just leave him there. A puppet would face a permanent insurrection. So Russia needs to permanently station tens of thousands of troops in Ukraine to control it. And Ukrainians will be shooting at every one of them every day. It is terrifying how little Putin has thought about how his war ends. I wish Putin was just driven by a desire to keep Ukraine out of NATO. His appetite has grown far beyond that, writes Thomas Friedman. He is in the grip of magical thinking. Fiona Hill, one of America's premier Russian experts, you may remember him, she was a witness during one of the impeachments. She said in an interview published Monday by Politico that Putin thinks that there is something called Ruski Mir, or a Russian world, that Ukrainians and Russians are one people, and that his mission is to engineer regathering of all the Russian speakers in different places that belonged at some point to the Russian Tsardom. To realize that vision, Putin believes that it is his right and his duty to challenge what Fiona Hill calls a rules-based system in which the things that countries want are not taken by force. Even for Russians, staying quiet, life is suddenly being disrupted in ways small and large. So what does that mean? And what can we learn from the exchange of speeches last night at the State of the Union? That and more coming up on the Medved Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain. The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. J. Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, Joe Biden's State of the Union speech is now history. And one of the things that he said was actually, and they've defended themselves saying, well, Biden has already said this, and he has. He has never, ever been involved with the calls to defund the police or to abolish police departments. But many Democrats have. And it's one of the reasons that people on the far left of the Democratic Party have their doubts about Biden. However, he was last night in one of the more welcome passages in a very long speech that did seem like a laundry list, like many State of the Union speeches do. This one called for something different. He didn't deliver it. But he did say this, and it was a relief to hear it. It's clip three.
We should all agree the answer is not to defund the police, it's to fund the police. Fund them. Fund them. Fund them with resources and training. Resources and training they need to protect our communities.
Okay, again, you could hear there was bipartisan applause for that, and even somebody screaming out, that's right. And, okay, good for President Biden. He also talked about something he almost never talks about, which was border security. But then he got a little bit of a rude response from Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert. You can hear what that sounded like. That's clip four.
If we're to advance liberty and justice, we need to secure our border and fix the immigration system.
Okay, Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene started chanting in the background right at that passage, build the wall, build the wall. And then President Biden was giving a fairly lengthy, and I was surprised to hear the detail he went into, about burn pits and the fact that there are veterans who are coming home and veterans who have served in many of our recent wars who were exposed to burn pits, which may have been carcinogenic, and he was talking about the need to support them. And he wanted to mention that he believes that his son, Major Beau Biden, who died of cancer, brain cancer, may have been impacted by some of those burn pits during his deployments. And Lauren Boebert yelled at Biden during that passage where he was trying to talk about his son. This is clip nine.
A cancer that would put them in a flag drape and a coffin. I know. 13. One of those soldiers was my son, Major Bo Biden. I don't know for sure if the burn pit that he lived near, that his hooch was near, a cancer.
Okay, what Lauren Boebert, the congresswoman from Colorado, yelled was, you put them there, you put them in the flag-draped coffins, 13 of them. She's apparently referring to people who died trying to defend the Kabul airport, you may remember, from a terrorist attack. And, again, I was there in the House chamber as a part of the audience when Barack Obama was interrupted, not during a State of the Union speech, but his special address to a joint session of Congress on Obamacare. And he was talking about pledging that illegal immigrants were not authorized to be part of the Obamacare system. And Joe Wilson, Congressman from South Carolina, yelled out, "You lie." And at the time, after that happened, I was a guest of a fine congressman and a friend, a former Congressman David Dreyer of California, Republican. And he was appalled at Joe Wilson yelling out to President Obama, "You lie," in the midst of a State of the Union speech. And this is worse because, first of all, Biden was talking about his son, who was a veteran. This is not Hunter Biden. This is Beau Biden, who died. And it's one of the reasons Biden didn't run for president in 2016, when he probably would have had a better chance against Trump than Hillary. Hillary being a very weak candidate. Leave that aside. It's the Republican caucus did the right thing. They actually passed a resolution condemning Joe Wilson for yelling out and interrupting the President of the United States. And Lauren Boebert has refused to apologize. She also refused to apologize. They had rules about people coming in. They either had to show a vaccination card to get into the House chamber or to take a test. She did neither. And she's proud of that, and she believes that this COVID tyranny has to end, and that justifies, I guess, in some way, her chanting, build the wall with Marjorie Taylor Greene, when President Biden is talking about immigration, and her saying, "You put them there," about the coffins, to the president when he's talking about burn pits and veterans and his son. Much better tone came from Kim Reynolds. I think she did a fine job. She is not a presidential possibility for many reasons, even though Iowa is crucially placed in the presidential schedule. But she spoke in front of a glowing Iowa Capitol dome in Des Moines over her left shoulder, and she concluded her remarks like this.
Over the last few years, I've put my faith in Iowans, and they haven't let me down. I encourage this president to do the same, to put his faith in you, the American people, who have never wavered in your belief in this country, regardless of who leads it. Because you know, you've shown that the soul of America isn't about who lives in the White House. It's men and women like you in every corner of this nation who are willing to step up and take responsibility for your communities, for your neighbors, and ultimately for yourself. By that most important measure at least, the state of our union is indeed strong.
And she indicated, and this is very important, that not everything is Washington. It's so what local leaders do, what governors do, what legislatures do, and talked about lowering the collective state tax rate, cutting it in half during her time as governor. She just signed a bill that morning. Meanwhile, there is entertainment for people who want something even more grim than the news from Ukraine. There's a new movie. It's plenty grim. It's called No Exit. which is the way the audience will feel. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A troubled young woman escapes from drug rehab to visit her dying mother, but gets caught in a blizzard in the midst of a kidnapping plot in the intense new thriller, No Exit, now streaming on Hulu.
So what's your name?
Darby.
We are here till the storm clears.
Getting you out of here as soon as I can.
Well, they better get out of the remote visitor center where they're sheltering from the storm, because there's a little girl in danger who demands daring rescue. Dennis Haysbert is the only well-known member of the cast, and he's effective as always, but the plot is downright sadistic, with the main character, Havana Rose Liu, getting her wrist pinned to the wall with a nail gun. The setup reminds you of the 1930s classic Petrified Forest with Humphrey Bogart, but both the writing and the acting make that a much better film. 1.5 stars for No Exit, which will leave you feeling trapped with some ruthless sadist who produced this R-rated movie. There's a few movies where they're disturbing enough, they're sloppy and stupid and dumb and pathetic, but they're at least effective enough in some of the gruesome scenes. That scene of being her wrist penetrated and her trying to pull her wrist loose from the wall to which she's attached, it's genuinely nightmarish. And a terrible movie. Better to watch the State of the Union again, no matter how much you may have disliked it. We'll talk to Ted Cruz about that. He was there. And he's joining us tomorrow, urging President Biden to boycott Russian energy. And we'll be talking about an inspiring new book about Lincoln and the secret of his political success. President Biden, take note. Republicans, take note. And Russian expert Ralph Peters on how this war is likely to end and what it means for Russia in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.